participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard throughout the tri-state area. Listen on the radio at KNTRTalk.com and the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
No police!
When Ham the Astro Shrimp said, no more space flights. Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
No police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only... He's the poster child for no cloning. Paul LaVoy!
All right, ready or not, here we come. It's Wednesday, January 11th, 2023. We have a very special guest in the studio, Carrie Singer. Great to see you.
Good to see you. How's it been going?
It's been going good. But, I should say lucky to see you.
Yeah.
Being that you're a recent Southwest passenger. Oh, my word. What a story. Let's get to that story in a minute.
Okay.
But, you had a fun holiday.
I did,
you were like,
yeah.
How was your Christmas? And I'm like, actually, it was really good. Between Christmas and New Year's, it was.
It was at least dramatic and entertaining, you know. It wasn't boring.
Yeah, mine wasn't dramatic like yours. But we'll get to that in a second. Anyway, Carrie, of course, is the investment membership manager for the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. And I'm going to do a shout-out to Lisa Krueger just because I can. I haven't seen her in forever. And
she should be listening right now.
Or sitting in the number one chair, right?
There you go, yeah.
Yeah, right. But that's what you're here for.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have you for. So
yeah,
there you
she
go.
She is only one person. She can only do so many things.
Folks, if you haven't caught the no-spin news since Monday, it's Bill O'Reilly's new one-hour show here on KNTR Talk. At least it's new to us. I'm not sure if it's a new show or not. I don't think it is, but... It's actually, I love the format. It's a good format. It doesn't seem to go right or left. It's kind of common sense like you would expect from Bill O'Reilly. And, it airs from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Arizona time, Monday through Friday. And, that's all dialed in. So we're really, we really like the show. So check it out. And it replaced the Dana show from 7 to 8 p.m. But now the Dana show is on from 11 to 2. Starts at 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. It's a delay, of course, but at least you get to hear all 3 hours of Dana Lash. So there you have it. And that's all started on Monday, but going strong through this entire first week. Let's see, the Suns, I didn't even catch the score of last night's game. They played Golden State. I'm sure I'll get a text on that in a minute. But they return tonight, play at Denver. They're at the Mile High City. 8 p.m. tonight, and then tomorrow we have Sun Devils basketball. The Sun Devils take on the Oregon Ducks, and that is a 7 p.m. game in Eugene, Oregon. Not a fun place to play if you're a visiting team, by the way. They get pretty rabid there. So, Suns at Minnesota on Friday, and then we have a complete lineup on Saturday and Sunday at KNTRSports.com, and you can see the entire schedule of the first week of the NFL playoffs, including the Cowboys and the Buccaneers on Monday night. There's going to be a Monday night football game, NFL playoffs.
I know, and I, as a as a Cowboys fan, I expected it to be on Saturday or Sunday like it usually is.
Yeah.
And I actually have plans that evening.
Monday?
And I bought a ticket and everything.
Oh.
And so I'm, like, committed, invited someone. So I'm going to...
Are you going to give away the ticket?
No, I'm going to go and just sit by the TV.
Well, I know where my little brother Brian will be. He is a diehard Cowboys fan. Mm-hmm. Just like he's probably more diehard Cowboys than he is Vegas Golden Knights. So I'm getting a text from the bowels of the mothership. Suns 125, Golden State 113. So that means they're sitting at 500 now. Again, we were only a half game better than the Lakers. That's awful. No, the Lakers are really bad now. Okay, they're not a good team, but the Suns have been slumping as of late. And always good when we beat Golden State. And anyway, the full schedule is at KNTRSports.com, and that's at 94.3, 100.5, and 980 AM here in Lake Havasu City. Are you following the Balloon Fest events at all, Carrie?
I'm volunteering at the Balloon Fest, so.
Do you know what you're volunteering for yet?
Yeah, VIP bartender on Thursday, and then I'll be in one of the beer gardens on Friday.
Wow, you go, girl.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
You know, and I'll just open my office window and watch the Balloon Fest on during the day.
Do you have bartending experience?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be darned. I did not know that.
Yeah, about a decade.
About a decade's worth?
Yeah.
Do you have like a special uniform or anything you wear as a bartender? Well, some bartenders though wear, you know, just certain.
No, I'm not theatrical.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah, maybe theatrical is a good word, but to, you know, entice tips.
Yeah.
So,
no.
Just curious.
No.
No. Wow, that's interesting that you were a bartender. Did you work your way through college doing that too?
Yeah.
Oh, very.
Right, yeah.
What a guess, right?
Right. That's how you have to do it, you know?
Well, if you were an actress, I would say, did you work as a bartender when you weren't an actress? So that's it's a good fallback to have.
It's the most money you can make from like 18 to 22, you know?
No, very true.
Otherwise, you're working like 12, 13 an hour,
yeah.
Which is just not cutting it, you know?
And here I chose radio. No, not when I was 18 to 22. But anyway, Balloon Fest activities include the Balloon Festival Golf Tournament. It's the sixth annual, and it's being put on by, sponsored by Lions, Kiwanis, and Rotary Clubs is the Balloon Fest. But the Kiwanis is actually putting on the golf tournament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that would be the Kiwanis Club that I belong to. And you want to contact Chairman Lisa Theopoulos, 928-733-0876, if you want to enter. There are hole-in-one prizes, first and second place, whole prizes and awards. I believe they're giving away a side-by-side from Anderson Power Sports.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I think that's the hole-in-one prize this year. And then we still have whole sponsorships available, I believe, but that tournament is this Saturday, and it's a 7 a.m. check-in, 8 a.m. shotgun start, and that's at the Lake Havasu Golf Club West. So there you have it. Also, the Balloon Festival 5K, 10K Fun Run and Walk, sponsored by Kiwanis. And that is next Saturday, the 21st. So the 10K starts at 8:45. The 5K Run Walk starts at 9. And that is going to be, I wanted to see where it is. I don't see the location on that. But you'll want to call 928-505-2440. That's for the store. Let me give you this number instead, 909-226-2747, or just contact Sandy Robbins, and she'll take care of you. I don't see where it has. Oh, it's Lake Havasu State Park, Windsor 4 is the location. So there you go. Got some information on a film festival we can talk about later.
Okay.
After the first break. And that's going to be in Needles.
Mm.
At the Garza station, you know, the historic train station.
Yeah, that's fun.
All right, so the holidays. I got to hear the story.
Can I talk about Winterfest first?
You can.
Okay.
But your story's more adventurous.
We'll get Chamber of Business out of the way.
Okay,
fine. We'll have
time,
but we'll end with that.
Oh, my goodness.
So Winterfest is February 4th and 5th. And it's going to be on Main Street, and we are still in need of an entertainment sponsor to cover the bands for the weekend. If you know of anyone who'd be interested in that, please reach out to Amanda Mahaffey. You can email her at amandam@havasuchamber.com or call the office at 928-855-4115. And also, today is the last call for volunteers if they want to get the free t-shirt that volunteers get. So you do need to sign up for that on our website at havasuchamber.com. Go to Chamber Events, click on Winterfest, and then click on Winterfest Volunteers. But if anyone, if you know of anyone, or if you would like to volunteer, we have lots of different openings and different things that you can do. And we are sold out, so no more vendor spaces.
Well, that's good news.
Yes, but there is a wait list. So that's always a potential possibility. Things always happen. But, yeah, no more vendor spaces available. If anyone tries to – it's Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. We do have somebody who's, like, trying to impersonate us. So do not answer Facebook messages from anyone telling you that they can get you a space at Winterfest. They cannot.
Good. That's really good information.
Yeah, we
Get into that. What do you mean? Somebody's impersonating the chamber?
Impersonating like as an employee of the chamber, right? So, not necessarily a chamber employee, but somebody who works for Winterfest, reaching out to people on Facebook who've shown interest in Winterfest, telling them that, oh, give me this information and that information, and pay me here, and I'll get you a space.
So that's scam activity, basically. Have you zeroed in on them? Do you know who it is?
We've got screenshots of the Facebook account. It's probably not a real person as far as a real name. It's somebody's behind it. But, yeah, we put out a scam alert on social media. We filed a police report, you know. But, yeah, so.
No, I'm only pressing you on it, not to be, like, obnoxious or anything, but because I can do a news story that and get that information out there. So, yeah, if anyone.
Yeah, don't respond to Facebook messages from random people saying they work at random things, like, you know, call the organization that you need to talk to.
No, that is great information, Carrie.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Of course,
so let's get back to the entertainment sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to ask for what's the dollar amount or anything like that, but what does that entail when you're an entertainment sponsor? What's the allure for businesses to become an entertainment sponsor?
Yes, so you will. You'll have a big banner on the stage. You'll be on all of our marketing materials. And then you will have MC power during the event. So you can get on the microphone. You can MC if that's something you want to do. You'll have lots of opportunities to promote your business and what you guys do. I mean, you'll have in between bands, after bands, whatever, you'll have free reign on the microphone within reason.
right.
But yeah, so you'll be on all of our marketing materials. Your logos and banner will be all over the entertainment area. And then you'll have the chance to talk to the crowds throughout the event.
And you guys bring in a top-notch sound crew, too, that takes care of the bands. It sounds really good.
Yes.
At least it did from the stage last year. I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah, you were a performer.
Right, on the Sunday,
mm-hmm.
which this year, thankfully, Winterfest is not on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes.
That's kind of a big deal.
Right, yeah. So we actually did that the other day. Amanda looked up all the future Super Bowl dates so we can keep it not on Super Bowl Sunday.
Right, absolutely. You know what? Let's go ahead and take a short break, but I want to lead into the break with your story. Kind of give me the 30 to 60 second Reader's Digest shortened version.
Yeah.
You were a victim of Southwest Airlines.
Yes.
Not every day I get that person in here.
So I showed up to the airport Monday the 26th for my flight from Vegas to Midland, Texas. And after being delayed for 3 hours, we finally got word that it was canceled. And then it just, everyone around us, all the flights kept canceling. And, yeah, it took me 48 hours and an extra $1,000 to make it to Texas. And Southwest kept my bag the entire week I was gone.
Are you going to get that back, the money?
I filled out all the paperwork and stuff they want you to fill out, sent them receipts and stuff. It's been about 9 days and crickets.
Okay, so you got to Dallas, Fort Worth, and then drove 6 hours to Midland, did not have your luggage. Did you get to go on a shopping spree at least for Christmas?
Well, you know, I told my family, I said I planned on going Christmas shopping for you guys once I landed.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, I'm the Christmas present because it was all of my Christmas money went to getting me here.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, no, I just wore my mom and sister's clothes for the week. So.
Well, at least your flights weren't canceled, though, right?
Yeah.
They were not.
No, they were canceled.
Oh,
yeah.
They were.
Yeah, my Monday flight was canceled. My return flight wasn't canceled.
Oh, okay.
So they refunded me for the flight they canceled, but that's the only money I've gotten.
But
so
at least you made it there, made it back. You obviously made it back.
Yeah, at least.
That must be an awkward phone call to the office, though.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not going to be in, and I'm not sure when.
I did. By Thursday, after they just kept canceling things, I went ahead and texted Lisa, and I was like, TBD on when I may get back.
Right. Send me an Uber. Well, that's a great story. Carrie Singer, our guest. She is the investment membership manager for the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. We have SunPower by Esme Electric coming in at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about bands and brews. I can't even read my own handwriting.
Yeah, it gets like that sometimes.
It's not a first. And we've got a mixer coming up later this month.
Yeah, it's in partnership with Parker Chambers, so it'll be fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
A dual chamber event.
There we go.
All right, back with more in a moment. Here's some Lady A on Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie.
To American honey.
Little Joan Osborne. Actually, I love that album. It has One of Us on it. And you've never heard of Joan Osborne.
No.
Now I feel so old. And she's just maybe late 90s, early aughts. As do we call it the aughts?
95.
Have you heard that?
No.
What, Joan Osborne's 95?
Oh, I thought you were talking about when I was born. Sorry.
Oh, I don't know when you're... I didn't ask that. I would never ask
you
that.
You said her, and I was like, I don't know who you're talking about. Joan or me?
Joan.
Joan.
Joan was popular. Her hits came out around late 90s, and I call it the early aughts.
Okay.
You know, the 01, 02, 03.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, right.
A cool nickname for it.
The aughts. Speak Out, brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, GDK LLC, Springberg Wealth Management, Patio Paradise, and by Les Olson IT, your company's one source for office technology. Check them out online at lesolson.com/Kingman. Les Olson, OLSON.com/Kingman. And check out our archives at KNTRTalk.com. Had a pretty good interview yesterday with Jess Knudsen and Anthony Kozlowski from the city.
Yeah.
Lot of information about the legislative session coming up and water issues and just... good stuff all around. Check it out at the archives at KNTRTalk.com. And we stream live on the website as well. And check out the Lake Havasu City app, available at the Google Play and Apple iStore, where our archives are stored as well. Here's something I told you about, like, during the break, Carrie. The Needles Route 66 International Film Festival. Who knew?
Yeah, I definitely didn't.
I'm kind of testing this theory right now. I heard Bill O'Reilly last night talk about Needles. He mentioned the city of Needles on his show.
Yeah.
And he's back east somewhere. And I'm like, where would he hear about Needles? Unless he listens to Speak Out. Right? And it's kind of questionable, too, because he calls Hannity, Sean Hannity, Karate Man. And that's my nickname for Hannity. It's from the movie Trading Places with Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
Where he's Karate Man. Right? So... I'm going to test the theory about if Bill O'Reilly mentions Needles again on a future show, like today, tomorrow, next day, then I know that O'Reilly's listening, right? Because we stream.
Yeah.
So this is sponsored by the Needles Tourism. Doesn't say committee or commission, but Needles Tourism. And 15-plus films from around the world will be showcased at the El Garces in Needles. That's the historic train station, downtown Needles. 559-772-5481. You'll want to talk to George. And that's January 21st from 5 to 8 p.m. So exciting stuff.
Very exciting.
Happening in Needles. I love film festivals. You ever been to one?
I've never been to one.
Stuff that you would never, like, I would probably skip over that on, I don't know. I watch a lot of documentaries, but you can get really good documentaries at film festivals.
Oh, yeah.
But this is like little micro pocket documentary stuff.
Like very niche content.
Niche. Good word. Yes.
Yeah.
That's,
love that.
You got the word of the day. Niche. I love that. All right. So, we're talking with Carrie Singer. She's the investment membership manager for the Lake Havasu Area Chamber. And it's back. Bands and Brews.
Yeah.
It's not a one-off. Not a one-time thing. We're coming back this year.
Yes. So our education and leadership committee, they hosted it last year. This year it's actually going to be a chamber event put on by the chamber, not a committee. It's going to be March 18th from 11:30 to 5 p.m. at London Bridge Beach. Live music, games, food trucks. You can purchase tickets on our website at havasuchamber.com. $30 for general admission, and that includes your beer festival sample cup with 15 tickets. $40 at the gate, and $65 for VIP presale only, and only $20 for designated drivers.
Yeah, I see that DD on the card.
Yeah, a DD rate.
And we're going to have a poster here real soon, probably on the door at the radio station at Radio Central. And, yeah, DD, I love that.
And then volunteers and sponsors are needed. You can also do that at on our website under Chamber Events. And then we have a mixer coming up at Havasu Springs. It is in conjunction with the Parker Chamber, and that will be on January 26th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. We highly encourage you to have a designated driver or refrain from drinking. That is a windy, dark road at night.
Yes.
It's going to be in the Oasis Room, which is connected to the restaurant. It's not at their event space. It's in the Oasis Room.
So and I got some advice for that. Sorry to interrupt.
Go for it.
You know, the windy road, the watch your alcohol intake type thing. When you order a glass of wine or a beer, get a water chaser with it. Just get a glass of water.
Yeah, drink, you know, never drink more than
one
drink an hour. Always have water, and please eat food.
Did you teach a TAM class, too? That was pretty good. That was really good.
I just know a lot about alcohol.
Apparently, 10 years as a bartender.
Yeah, you know, you have to get certified every year. So.
Yeah, actually you do. Yeah. So who goes farther for that mixer, by the way? I was thinking that's right in the middle.
Havasu Springs,
and I'm not sure where the Parker Chamber's located, but it's somewhere probably down by California Street, right?
Yeah, so it's been a few years since there's been a joint chamber mixer, so we'll see what the turnout's
with
like.
With Parker,
yeah. And somewhere outside of town. It's been a while since we've done something like this, so we'll see how the turnout is. Please come. It's going to be really fun. And that's a beautiful setting.
That's maybe 20, 25 minutes from here.
Mm-hmm. It's like...
Because I do the gig at Fox's like this weekend, and that's maybe 35 minutes to get down there.
Yeah.
So I just commute. I don't even stay at the resort.
I feel like it feels like the same distance as like driving to Walmart from the south side.
Good point. Yeah. Good point. But I'm thinking it's probably farther for the Parker people to go to the location, even though it's in Parker. So who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just just how the mind of Pauly works.
No,
all right?
I'm not familiar with Parker. So.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Well, Havasu Springs, the location is like right in the middle between, you know.
That's what I've been told, yeah.
Between Havasu and downtown, luxurious downtown Parker.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
I don't think I've ever been to downtown
Parker.
That'll
be fun. How many people are you expecting?
Hopefully, you know, 200 people, you know.
Yeah.
1 to 200 people. We'll just see who's willing to make the few miles extra drive. But, yeah, with both cities being invited, hopefully it's quite the turnout.
It's a great location.
Beautiful location.
So, okay, recap for us Winterfest. Again, you're looking, for those people who just joined us, you're looking for entertainment sponsor.
Entertainment sponsor, volunteers. All the information can be found on our website under Chamber Events. And if you have any questions about it, it's February 4th and 5th, Saturday and Sunday. And reach out to Amanda Mahaffey.
I want to mention, too, if you go to KNTRtalk.com, right there at the very top of the homepage is a link to the Chamber job board.
Yes.
Your job openings. We put a link right to your website and the job postings. A lot of good job postings there this week, by the way, for the new year.
Yeah, so. If you know anyone looking for a job, they can always submit their resume and put it in our job bank, and all of our member businesses have access to their resume.
That's the word I was looking for. Job bank.
Job bank, yeah.
Job bank. That's why I have you here. All right. So I'm going to stick with the Joan Osborne before I move on, and we're going to have Sun Power by Esme Electric come in. It's either going to be Breck or not sure who's coming in for them. They didn't tell me. All right.
Well, thank you, Paul, for having me on, and I will talk to you guys next month.
It's going to be Breck or Brandon. That's it. I had one of those senior moments that those of us born before 95 have.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you next month.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carrie. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Have a good day.
Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul LaVoie. Stay with us on Speak Out.
If seeing meant that you would have to believe in things like heaven and in
that song.
That's
by the
good
way.
Song.
I love that song. Black Eyes. Bradley Cooper on vocals. Pretty crazy. With Lucas Nelson.
Yeah.
Featured in the movie A Star Is Born right at the beginning. It's just a... it's that's my genre right there. I mean, I like country. I like blues. I like, that's it right there.
It's pretty good.
It's got power. Right?
I like all music for the most part, but so...
Yeah. I mean...
I know, besides rap. I can't get into the new age.
There's some hip-hop I like. There's some hip-hop I like,
bit.
Too.
There might be a couple songs up there, but not too much.
Right. I mean, there's some Tupac I really like.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about new age. That's like older stuff. Yeah.
You couldn't even tell me who...
Good Lord.
You couldn't even tell me who's some in the band. I'm like, who?
Nope. Yeah.
I see the commercial for the Grammys, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm getting old. Speak Out brought to you in part by Arizona Financial Credit Union, also Mojave Community College. My favorite word, differentiated by an apostrophe, used twice. You know that one. You know this. Herbs.
There you go.
It's used twice and differentiated by an apostrophe.
I go there quite a bit.
We're going to have Herb in the studio here real soon. I got to talk to him about a topic near and dear to his heart and get him scheduled. Also... SamsGuns.com, the Lewis team, Remax by the Lake with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis, and of course, SunPower by Esme Electric. Gotta love that right there. I want to tell everybody about this really cool event that's coming up, and Pastor Kay Zimmerman is going to be on the show tomorrow to talk about this. It's called the As One Celebration, Stonebridge Christian Assembly, 2700 Jamaica Boulevard South. Honoring Pastor Tatham and his wife Grace, and they've been here for over 50 years in local fellowship promoting rights.
Yes, they've been here for many years.
Promoting our Savior, absolutely. Coming together as one, praising and worshiping together, sharing victories, encouraging one another. 6 p.m. January 22nd. Put that on your calendar. And again, it's to honor Pastor Tatham and his wife Grace. 6 p.m. January 22nd. We'll talk about that with Pastor Kay tomorrow. She's one of my favoriteest people in the community.
They're great people.
I love Pastor Kay. Yeah. She's fantastic. Wildfire Ministries.
Yeah, they've been here actually longer than I have.
She's a lot of fun. gives really good hugs, too. All right, so SunPower by Esme Electric. Welcome back to the studio, Brandon Hill.
Always good to be here.
Yeah, always good to have you. So we're past... the end of the year. What does that mean tax-wise for solar and tax credits and the state, the federal, all of that?
Everything's the same. Just another year. So everybody that still needs that federal tax credit, you got that 30% on the total cost of your system. If you finance it or if you pay cash, you get that 30% federal tax credit. It's huge. 30% of the total cost, absolutely. And then, of course, the 1,000 state. But there's a lot of customers out there that they don't get to use the 1,000 state because we have a lot of winter visitors, people from California.
Right.
So they don't get the state tax credit, but they still get the federal tax credit.
Yeah,
so,
I'll tell you what.
They don't live here.
I tell you what, I live in a third floor condo, and look out over the landscape. There are a lot of solar panels in Lake Havasu City.
Oh, yeah.
So look,
and it's still a small percentage. You look at all the houses.
Well, I was going to say that.
It's very small percentage.
There's still a lot of market left out there.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yep. It's what I've been doing. February would be 9 years I'd be in the solar industry. And, yes, just me personally, the amount of jobs that I've and the people that I've met.
And never a dead week for appointments?
No.
Never.
Well, there's been a couple times, but we always make time. I always make time because you got a lot of people that, well, either they work graveyard or, you know, heck, they don't even get off work till 5-6 o'clock at night, and I still meet them 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whatever's best for the customer to meet.
Interesting.
I move around stuff, absolutely.
What do you do on those days where you're not doing, where you don't have a packed calendar or something like that? And besides visiting us here in the studio, of course.
Just taking care of my customers that we have.
What's the follow-up like, though? What do you do on that?
Well, I always give my cell phone number out to all my customers. That way, if they have an issue, they can always call me direct first, and I can make sure it's taken care of the right way for them without, you know, going back and forth, especially like on warranty stuff. If they think their issue with their system, I have customers call me on the weekend, let them know, hey, we'll get back to you first thing Monday, but definitely you can always get a hold of me.
What do you tell those people when they ask about export rate? It seems complicated, but it's really not. What is the export rate currently?
Export rate, you're at 8.2 cents. So everything
still
that you're
over. Still sizable.
Oh, absolutely. And that's anybody that signs up for solar will be grandfathered in on that buyback rate. Every October, that it will drop again. So the
right.
faster you sign up, the better. This is the perfect time to actually get your solar installed to start building those credits up before the summer hits.
So to put that in perspective, kilowatt hour wise, we're probably paying between 10 and 12, 10 and 13, depending on the utility.
Yeah, well, it depends on Unisource. You're like over 12 cents with their fees and stuff like that.
Well, I know it's a tier rate over at MEC. So
It's a time of use also for new customers, and when you go on solar, you go on a time of use rate.
TOU,
and then that's something I do go over with the customer and let them know, hey, when to run your pool pump, when not to run your pool pump.
But what I was getting at is you have the kilowatt hour rate that you're paying, and the buyback rate takes a huge chunk out of that.
Oh,
you
God,
look at
absolutely.
8.2 cents.
Absolutely,
right?
Because the non-peak hour rate is pretty much the same exact as what you get back for it on today's rate. So you overcreate during the day, then of course at night, you already have those credits built up. So it's your power, your money. If you don't use it, doesn't mean you lose it. It rolls over each and every month.
I mean, there's a number of solar people out there selling solar and that. Why Esme? Why do you tell people to choose Esme Electric when it comes to, you know, putting solar panels on your roof or wherever they're going to use solar?
Well, number one reason is Greg Esme's been here for over 43 years in business. He's been here, over 50? I've been here over 42 years.
Right.
We have the best name around. We're electrical contractor by trade and started doing solar, over 17 years ago? 17 years ago now that we've been doing solar. We got it down packed. We know exactly how to do the installs to make sure everything's perfect for our customers.
And in the same building for a while, too, not just
He's had a couple different buildings, but yeah.
Some building that's just recently been, occupied.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's it. And he backs his product. He backs his name. Everything that he says he's going to do, he does it. And I've been there, like I said, going on 9 years, and I haven't seen anything that he didn't back what he said. And that's the reason why that we sell Sun Power panels is because he wants something that's going to back him and back his name to make sure that they're going to be in business, the efficiency of the panel, the warranty, everything that has to do with the Sun Power panel that we sell to our customers.
Right. Tell me about the truckload sale. You guys, it's a pretty smoking deal when you look at items that you can get through your truckload sale.
Oh, absolutely. We our cash buyers or finance and stuff like that. There's many steps to be a master dealer for SunPower. So we're a master dealer for SunPower. Again, that's the only panel that we sell out there. And it's where SunPower goes, okay, hey, we're going to give you all these panels. So we buy lots of panels at a time to get the better price for our customers for their solar needs.
How much does that mean to the business that you guys got what's called the Customer Excellence Award, the Best Customer Service Award in the USA?
Yeah.
How many dealers did you get that over?
Gosh, what is there, about 450, something like that, dealers in the USA? Maybe more now. I haven't been looking into that. So, but, hey, customer satisfaction. We go above and beyond to make sure everyone's happy as best that we possibly can. And if for whatever reason, if you're not, let me know. We want to make it up. We want to know where we did wrong so we can make sure that we don't make that mistake or make sure everything's perfect for our customers.
Tell me about the panels themselves and why or how they're built so well.
Just that the panels that we use have a copper backing. It's not made with tin connectors where you can pretty much bend our cells pretty much in half before anything cracks or like that. Just they back it with a full warranty, and it has the world record holding of the highest efficient panel on the market.
What do you mean bend the cells in half?
Much you can take a cell and pretty much bend it in half instead of barely touching it, and it cracks on you. So the durability of our cells, the copper backing, is phenomenal. So
what about the whole construction process, mounting process? Is there any compromise to the roof whatsoever? Homeowners must be concerned about that.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. You better believe we're drilling holes into your
roof. Yeah, right.
No, the steps that we do, we go above and beyond, and we do double applications to make sure that there's no roof leaks. Not going to sit here and tell you, but it's 9 years. I haven't had a customer had a roof leak. But stuff happens. But the one thing about us is working on our own contractor's license, we have millions of dollars of insurance that we make sure it's taken care of. Right. If you have a roof leak, we're going to make sure it's fixed.
And we take phone calls during this segment as well. I should have gave out the number earlier, 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. And we're talking to Brandon Hill.
Yeah, give a holler. I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you might have. And if I don't know the answer to it, I'll get it for you.
It's SunPower by Esme Electric. And let's talk about the warranty. That's the biggie. That's the one you're – it's like – I don't know of too many products where they offer a warranty like this.
Oh, yeah, 25 years, excuse me, 25-year, 100% warranty. You're not paying for shipping. You're not paying for labor. You're not paying for parts. Anything happens to your system on your racking, your microinverters, your panels, you're covered for 25 years. You sell your house in 10 years, warranty transfers to the new homeowner for 15 years later. Huge selling point.
I was just going to ask you about that. And have you known of people that have sold their home and they have the SMA system on there?
I've known many people sold their houses and then bought another system because they bought a different house. But absolutely, warranty goes right over. And heck, if the new homeowners ever have any questions, my customers give them my cell phone number so that way I can take care of them.
So what about commercial? Do you guys deal with commercial applications too?
Absolutely. We do all kinds of commercial. Yep. Only bummer thing about commercial is we do not offer financing or leasing for commercials. So, but cash, but we've done quite a bit of businesses here in Lake Havasu City.
Oh, I see. Perfect. And you guys are a master dealer. Did we talk about that?
Yeah, we went over the master dealer part. One thing I like to tell the customers out there, just make sure you call around. Do your due diligence on solar a little bit. Do a little bit of homework. Do a little bit of research. Make sure that you always talk to your tax advisor first before you purchase any kind of solar from any solar company that is. You know, you got a lot of out-of-town companies out there that promise the world and promise you one thing, and when it comes time, well, sorry about your bad luck. You're going to be the one that screwed over, not them. So please do your due diligence. You know, call a couple different companies. Call us. See what you have. Get all your facts. Get all your information. It's an investment that you're making, and it's a 100% guaranteed investment.
You're taking all my good questions,
well,
by the way.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
No, the tax angle, though, the tax deduction. You got companies coming in, like you said, from out of town, telling people, oh, yeah, you can deduct this off your taxes.
Well, it's not a deduction. It's a tax credit.
Or a credit.
Yeah, it's a dollar per dollar credit.
And
so
not everyone qualifies for that tax credit, do they?
You better believe it. If you're retired, Social Security, you're not paying your, you know, not your fair share because you already paid your fair share throughout your entire life. But if you're just not paying taxes anymore, you know, you don't get to use that federal tax credit. Government's not going to give it to you. You got to pay into it now, which is a bummer thing because you paid a lot of people to pay their whole life, but now they're retired, they don't pay anymore. Now they don't get to use, they can't use that 30% federal tax credit, which almost got passed, but it didn't in that Green New Deal that they did.
So. Right. So there's that guy, he gets his foot through the door to sell you solar, and then he tells you the solar fib about tax credits, and it's just not true.
Well, promises you you're going to automatically get a check from the federal government, which that's not true. It's you're not going to get it back because, again, or if you finance a system, I've seen it. I've seen it with customers that are 80, 90 years old. It's like, why, for one, some people, why are you even getting solar? You shouldn't be getting because of age, again, but the federal tax credit is the huge thing.
And we talked a little bit about buyback rate and that, but you're talking about producing more electricity than you use certain times of the year, and that actually goes out on the grid, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Everything that you overproduce, that's that buyback rate that they're going to credit you, and that's the whole purpose. You get credited, and you stockpile all that money away, so when the summer hits, that you have that $200,000, $400,000, $800,000, $900,000, depending on the size of the system, on how much power you used. You know, depends on 20 panels, 40 panels, or 140 panels. You know, everybody's house is different here for the most part. So,
but then there's different solar panels as well, correct? There's I'm not sure the wattages or voltage.
Oh, we have different size panels for customers depending on roof space,
right,
shading, stuff like that. It's all a SunPower panel, but we do have different pricing on different size panels, absolutely.
Is there a different size for different applications?
No, just for the most part is like, say if you got one house that's, you know, 1,100 square feet, but they use a lot of power, we'll go to a bigger size panel. If they have the roof space, we'll go to a smaller size panel, depending on, and that's something I go over with the customer when I sit down with them. One of the things that we definitely review over together to see what's going to best fit their needs for that customer.
That's very interesting. Now, tell me about, there's an app that you can monitor your system with how much it's producing, correct?
Oh, yeah. So you can see, you can monitor your system. Depending on what electrical panel you have outside, you can actually see what you produce and what you use from Unisource. So, yep, an app that takes care of all that for you.
Wow, that's very cool. How do people get a hold of you?
People can call the office at 928-855-7375, or you can give me a call on my cell phone at 928-727-4198. Please feel free. Give me a holler.
855-7375. There's also, it's solarbyesme.com, right?
It's, yes.
The website.
Yep.
Do you have, let's see, when you go up to a property, you have told people before, you know what, I don't think I can help you.
Yeah.
It's not absolutely like you're going to automatically sell them a system like some companies.
Again, I've been here for over 42 years, born and raised. I'm not going to sell something to make a couple bucks on nothing that if it's not going to make sense to them.
Right.
So,
right,
or
right,
make sense to me to sell it to them.
Right.
So if I ain't going to sell it to myself or my own mom, I'm not going to sell it to somebody else. So,
tell me about Esme Electric having the highest fleet report. What does that actually mean?
Fleet report? What you talking about? Oh, you're talking about our installers fleet?
Yes.
Yeah, we have what, 5 full crews right now that are installing solar systems, so we are rocking and rolling for all that, so.
And it's the highest fleet report for all lease customers in the USA.
Oh, yeah. So that's a fleet report, as in you're talking about our awards and stuff like that,
right,
that we had earlier. So.
Right. Oh, there it is. You have 360 and up to 410 watt panels.
Yeah, 400.
That sounds like a big panel.
Well, actually, we have up to 425 watt panels.
So that's updated now.
Yes. Yep.
So. All right.
Yep, it's always getting bigger and better. Everyone thinks solar is, oh, I'll wait until it gets the small panels are really small. No, they're just getting bigger, you
right
know. The longer you wait, the more money you're going to throw away to an electric company that you could be investing back into yourself and doing something with your money.
And there's not always a down payment, is there?
No. No, if you finance a system, it's $0 out of pocket. And first payment, heck, is not even due until 30 to 60 days after your system's turned on and running. So, again, you're paying somebody. Who do you want to pay? You want to pay yourself,
right,
or do you want to throw it away? Work towards something. Work towards your retirement to where you won't have that electric bill anymore.
And the other bonus is once a customer signs a contract, you guys, Esme, does all the navigation with the electric company as far as
permits,
all the permitting and that sort of thing.
Engineering, Unisource, we take care of APS, MEC, we take care of all of it. So, yep.
And what's your service area?
Pretty much within 80 miles of Lake Havasu City. Pretty much right around there for the most part. Now, it all depends on how busy we are and stuff like that. We shorten that a little bit here and there, but we're about 80 miles out.
So looking at Bullhead City, Kingman,
Golden Valley.
Yep.
Port Mojave, Parker, Quartzsite.
Awesome. Again, tell people how they can get a hold of you, Brandon.
Yeah, just give us a call at the office at 928-855-7375 or call my cell at 928-727-4198. And like I said, just give us a shout. Answer any questions you might have. You don't have to get solar. Just take a look at it.
Right.
Then you'll know.
All right. Perfect. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
Always good to have you in the studio.
Yes. Thank
All right.
You.
A little Beth Hart, Joe Bonamassa as we go to break. I'm Paul Lavoie. Speak Out will continue. When I come back on the other side, I'll let you know who's on the next show. Speak Out 2.0. Stay with us. Love.
What would it be and would you call
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. Again, Speak Out 2.0 after news and a short break. And my friend Lori Duggins on the program, along with Bob DeVries from, I believe he's with M-Step now. And that will be, or no, maybe Mapped. Anyway, you'll find out during Speak Out 2.0. They're going to talk about the Parents of Addicted Loved Ones presentation. So that ought to be really interesting with Lori Duggins and Bob DeVries. On tomorrow's program here on Speak Out, we've got Robert Starkey coming in to talk about the upcoming nonprofit Wedding Expo. Also, Pastor Kay Zimmerman, as we talked about earlier, she'll be on the program talking about the As One celebration. And then on Friday, always one of my favorite shows, District 5 County Supervisor Ron Gould. All right, we're going to take it up to the top of the hour. After news and a short break, it's Speak Out 2.0. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.